From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Reverend Jerry Falwell has died. The pioneering television evangelist was 73. Falwell's personal physician, Carl Moore, spoke at a news conference this afternoon.
Dr. Falwell was found unconscious, without a heartbeat, in his office today at Liberty University around 11:30 in the morning. He was found by his associates. Efforts to resuscitate Dr. Falwell at Liberty University were unsuccessful. He was pronounced dead at 12:40 p.m.
Moore said he assumes Falwell suffered sudden cardiac death. He was known to have a heart condition. In a moment, we'll talk about Falwell's legacy with conservative activist Paul Weyrich. First, David Malpas reports on Falwell's career, beginning with his founding of a group that transformed American politics.
Fundamentalist preacher Jerry Falwell burst onto the national scene in 1979 when he launched an organization he called the Moral Majority. Critics like to say that it was neither. What is undisputed is that the Moral Majority became the vehicle that carried millions of born-again Christians out of their separatist tendencies and into the center of political activism. They did it by bringing politics into the pulpit, getting churches to hand out voter guides, and creating get-out-the-vote drives that would become the envy of many a politician. The religious right was born, and Jerry Falwell became its chief spokesman. The goal was to overturn the Supreme Court's ban on school prayer and reverse the nation's direction on feminism, abortion rights, and gay rights.
I believe that homosexuality is moral perversion. I think it is a violation of the laws of nature as well as the laws of God. I do not think that that gives me permission to be unkind or ungracious to a person who may be living a homosexual lifestyle.
In some ways, Jerry Falwell was an unlikely religious leader. He grew up in Lynchburg, Virginia, the son of a one-time bootlegger who hated preachers. His grandfather was a staunch atheist. But Jerry Falwell heard the call while listening to a radio preacher. He built a church from scratch, Thomas Road Baptist, in Lynchburg. It grew to a megachurch of well over 20,000 members. He started a Christian school, then a college, and most recently a law school, raising much of the money from his television ministry. Critics would say he spent more time asking for contributions than ministering to viewers. Falwell followers saw him as a capable defender of decency and of godly values. But he often had detractors gnashing their teeth. He once told a gathering of ministers that the Antichrist is a Jewish male who is alive in the world today. 2 days after the September 11th terrorist attacks, appearing on Pat Robertson's TV show, Falwell claimed that the attack was God's judgment on America's immorality.
I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the finger in their face and say, you helped this happen.
Later, Falwell apologized, saying his remarks were insensitive and that he never meant to blame anyone except the terrorists. Barry Lynn, leader of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, has been one of Falwell's harshest critics over the years. Lynn says Falwell was wrong on everything, but he does give Falwell credit for standing up for his beliefs.
He was the key point man in the creation of the modern-day religious right. And for a lot of Americans, he will be forever the face of the religious right.
In the late 80s, the Moral Majority disbanded. Other groups took over the political legwork. In terms of legislation or constitutional amendments, the Moral Majority failed. But it did force politicians to address questions many would rather have avoided. And Falwell's legacy of spurring religious conservatives into political action has hardly abated. One of the most recent examples is Christian protesters and their allies in Congress forcing the nation's attention on Terry Schiavo. Jerry Falwell added his voice, referring to the Schiavo case as part of America's death syndrome. It started, he said, with the legalization of abortion, now euthanasia. For NPR News, I'm David Malpas.